Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
An Erios production.
Would I kill my own baby to save a village?
Would I go back in time and kill Hitler?
Would I take the promotion at work with strings attached?
Would I eat muffins for the rest of my life if it meant I didn't have to go to school?
Would I have Satan's child?
The Big Ones!
Hi, everyone, and welcome to The Big Ones.
The Big Ones.
I'm Maria.
And I'm Amanda.
And this is The Big Ones. Each week, we discuss new ethical questions ranging from historical decisions to relationship problems to brain-busting moral choices.
The questions can be complicated to discuss, but they're always fun to talk about because they force you to look deep, deep, deep within inside yourself. Will you like what you see? Carl Tart.
Am I supposed to talk now? Yeah.
I've never seen someone look so bored while we were doing that. Carl was looking at us like, what in the world am I?
No, don't tell the people I was doing that.
No. It was like a glaze. It was like a hypnotized kind of look.
He left his body.
I was thinking about moral things, honestly.
Okay.
While squeezing this ketchup packet.
Maybe that's what I was seeing. I was seeing your eyes kind of get wider as you squeezed a ketchup packet.
Yeah. Is that your version of a stress ball? Because I've got these little, I don't know if you guys can hear this.
Oh, yeah.
I
don't really use a stress ball per se. I have a couple gadgets that just lay around my house. I got a golf club. I got this golf grip teacher that I like to play around with.
Oh.
I got tennis balls I'll throw against the wall and then I'll remember that I have neighbors and ketchup packets. I got this CBD joint cream that I'll just like, I'm not a smoker, but I rub this on my knees.
You're a creamer. You're not a smoker, but you'll cream.
I'll cream. Yeah. And I just like smell this. I'm like, oh, it smells good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Great. All great options.
No one's asking, but I've got crayons.
Oh, nice.
Ooh, so are you one of those ladies who use a coloring book for stress relief?
I do like a color, although I don't have any. So I'm at my family's lake house right now, and this is, you know, this room has a lot of hidden treasures in it, like this, which is the Rescuers Down Under book. Do you guys remember this movie?
Yes, I do.
Rescue Rangers? Is that what that was?
No, this is about Bianca and Bernard and their mice.
So I'm sorry, is that a coloring book or is it a storybook?
No, this is just the book I'm reading right now.
Oh, that's good. Is that your 2021 resolution to read more?
Yeah, this is about a boy named Cody who meets a poacher and named McLeach. But I got a lot of books like that here, like my very first dictionary.
I've seen that before.
And maybe, how about this? How about I pick a word out right now, and this is the word that's going to encapsulate what the episode's going to be.
Okay? Ooh, okay.
And this is just random. This is random. Okay, ready? Dig. Dig means to make a hole in something. John likes to dig in the sand with a shovel. So I think we might be digging into some holes here that we might not get out of.
Or, yeah, digging out of something.
Or I just dig talking to y'all. I dig this.
Yes, that's the positive way. Yes.
I haven't seen y'all in a long time. It's almost been a year. And it's probably been over a year at this
point. When I saw you last, it was at it was the last Spontaneous Nation show.
Yeah.
That was a long time
ago.
Yeah, that may have been like 4 years ago.
It wasn't that long.
I think it may have been two, though.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Wow.
And how are you doing? What's life like?
I'm all right.
What's life like?
I'm chilling. I'm having a good time.
Great.
As good as I can have it. My birthday was 2 days ago.
Happy birthday.
Is that where you got that ketchup packet?
Yeah. I can't go anywhere nowadays. So went across the street to Habit Burger to ring it in.
Well, Carl, do you have any little moral dilemmas that you need help with? Because we're here to help.
Okay. I have a moral dilemma. One that it's not made up, but it's something that I've been thinking about of recent. that I that both of y'all can help me with, because we might be in similar situations. So our industry is slowly but surely creeping its way back, and there are there's work to be had at this point in Hollywood. And I work every day, and I go on set every day, and we get tested every day. And I was thinking, what would happen if they keep talking about the vaccine and the vaccine rollout, and how right now at this point, as we're recording this very early January 2021, it's still only being given to first responders and government people and very, you know, immunocompromised people, all of which I am not. But what if NBC got their hands on a vaccine and took it away from somebody who needed it more than I needed? And would and put yourself in my shoes, would you take it? Would you feel okay taking the vaccine?
That's interesting. And, you know, there are people who are jumping in line.
Yeah.
Like, apparently there was a site who was vaccinating healthcare workers, but they weren't checking ID. So then everyone texted their friends and family, hey, come on down. It's a free for all.
Wow. It was kind of like a free ice cream date at Ben and Jerry's, where someone was going, hey, you know, they're giving out free ice cream down here. And before you know it, there's a line around the block.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All you have to do is say it's your birthday, but they're not checking your driver's license.
There you go.
Now, this is interesting because to me, if NBC illegally came by vaccines, then I might have an issue with it.
Mm-hmm.
Although it's in this industry, it's really hard to turn down work.
Yeah.
but if for some reason the federal guidelines or the state guidelines said like, OK, so people working on film sets can get the vaccine now, I could maybe go, well, the state is saying it's okay. I mean, I guess it's okay, but I would feel bad if like people in my family hadn't had it yet.
Yeah.
I just couldn't. And okay. So is the situation here where like I'm on a show and NBC is like, you're getting tested daily, but okay, now we've got this vaccine, Maria, you have to take the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
You have to take it.
And they've got a gun pointed at you.
Yeah. And by gun, you mean, you know, my IMDb page. And they're ready to
your edit. Star meter. Well, my star meter so fast.
Yeah, it's about to drop pretty low. It's about to be in the red. So you're saying that that's they're saying basically everyone on the show can get the vaccine now. And then my response would be, well, how are we getting this vaccine, Mr. NBC? Because last time I checked, you know, there were some, you know, immunocompromised people that weren't getting the vaccine. There's no way. I would have to say this is ridiculous, and I would have to like bring it to the I would have to be a whistleblower.
That's interesting. You snitch on them, huh? You snitch on Mr. Nabook. Now,
well, I know they'd snitch on me. You know, if I did something, they, you know, Mr. NBC would be snitching on me.
Interesting.
I believe that.
I don't know. Because these tests are expensive. So we got the way my schedule works, Monday through Friday. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I take a lab test. So I get the nose swab. It goes to the lab. I get the results the next morning. I wake up to a nice negative, normal result text message. And then on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I do a rapid test. So CVS nose swab, I get the results in 15 minutes. And these tests are expensive. Apparently, they're like $100 and something a test, like upwards of $200. Right. And you're testing hundreds of people every single day for however many weeks. And, you know, they got buku money at.
Yeah.
But what if they're just like, we're hemorrhaging money on these tests. Listen, we have talked to the governor. We've done some under the table stuff. It's going to be a mixture of both of what y'all said. Like the governor is in on it too. Gavin Newsom.
Because they want to keep film productions going, because those are big jobs and big money for the state.
That's our industry. That's our, if we were Pennsylvania, film industry is our coal, you know? So that they want to keep it open. And they're just like, we got y'all some tests. Everybody who works right now, currently under contract with one of the major networks, can get the vaccine. Like,
it's tough. If everything's above board, I mean, I could, it morally, you can have an issue with it, but I don't know. So Maria, you're saying you would quit your job?
No, I'm not saying that.
I had a feeling you were going to walk off set.
I'm not walking anywhere. Now, everyone just calm down because I'm still hired and I'm still love my job. But what I'm saying is there's something strange about this. I'm not quite understanding this. Why the test costs money. I understand that. The test, you know, but Disneyland's been closed. They're hemorrhaging money every day. All of these restaurants all over Los Angeles are hemorrhaging money every day because they can't pay their workers or whatever. There's just like, you remember that woman that showed her restaurant was shut down, but then she had like the tents of Hollywood there. Did you guys see that thing?
Oh yeah, it was like, oh, they've set up, it was a woman whose restaurant got shut down, but then across the street they had set up like lunch for a film shoot, and it was essentially like, yeah, so she got really upset about that.
It was like a slap in the face of like, I can't have outdoor dining, but this is allowed, and like, I can't, you know, why can't I rapid test my, why can't the government pay for me to rapid test my, you know workers or whatever. I don't know. It just seems like it would be playing into this idea that I don't understand, which is like, I don't understand how things are being run right now. And now I'm like becoming part of the problem, basically, by being given like the, it's just like this, why should I be in the position? Why is my job more important than everyone else's job in LA?
Well, it's actually crazy. I don't know, Carl, what's been like, have you guys been shooting this whole time, or have you been shut down at all, or was there ever a threat of being shut down?
So we did get shut down the week before I started, 2 weeks before Christmas break. So 2 weeks before the 21st, so early December. I worked a full week. That next week we showed up to work. Somebody in the pink zone, which is the closest to the main actors, got tested
positive.
I've
heard about the zone.
What is this pink zone? What is this pink zone? Tell me what a pink zone is.
So there's like the pink zone and the red zone and a green zone and a blue zone. And so basically like how normally on set, everybody's just there and everything's booming and bustling. It's Hollywood. People walking around in costumes and pushing lights.
Yeah.
It's all of that. But now every zone has to completely leave the set, leave the soundstage completely, before the next zone of people can come in to do their specific job. So pink zone, red zone is the main, like I'm the on-set writer. So I go and deliver lines right to the actors, and I'm shielded and masked the whole time, but they're not usually. And so I have to be closest to them. Same as all the producers and director and all that type of stuff. And the actors, they're all pink zone. And then once they're like, okay, we need to do a new setup, a new set and all that type of stuff, we all have to go back to our offices. And then green zone comes in and works things around. Once green zone is clear, they send out a PA thing saying like, hey, everybody, you can come back to set now. And it's wild. Yeah.
Oh, and are you doing the thing where, because normally maybe shows would have different on-set writers for each episode, but because of COVID, they're just having one on-set writer for the whole. Wow.
So usually it's, we only are on set for our episode, but I'm on set for everybody's episode.
You were chosen.
So I get to change every the things that I didn't like when we were writing it, that they were like, mm-hmm. Hey, don't question what I write. I'm changing that shit now.
Yeah, you're in the pink zone. Yeah.
So I'm changing all the names I didn't like. When I would pitch a name, I say, I think this lady's name should be Pocketbook. And they go, no, that's not a real name for a person.
Right.
Her name's Barbara. And I'm like, well, I'm the on-set writer now. So
yeah, exactly.
Her name is Pocketbook Henderson now at this point.
Seriously, that's a cool name.
Yeah. Pocketbook. It is. Money.
P.B. Henderson? Yeah. P.B. Henderson.
Well, I'm assuming this is a hypothetical, Carl, and that you don't have any inside information.
I don't have any inside information. Okay. While we're recording.
Okay.
Look, I just think it's such, I get it. Everyone wants the vaccine. Everyone, you know, but I would have to, you know, if I was in the position to question why we were getting it, I would really have to take them to task and be like, wait, why are we getting it?
Yeah.
And you're saying this to like a PA.
I'm saying this to myself in the mirror. This is what I'm saying to myself in the mirror in my trailer before I go out and take the vaccine.
Yes.
Well, my dad's getting it this week. And
really?
And he's getting it. He's a postmaster in our county back home. Now, he just works in the office all day. He doesn't have to deliver mail, but his workers do deliver mail.
Right.
And that's a federal job. So I guess all the people who work for the post office are getting the vaccine this week.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, I have a friend who works at a hospital, but she's not like around patients. But sometimes she'll cross paths with a doctor and she got the vaccine. So, you know, it's kind of tricky how they're rolling it out. It's like...
I just have to ask, I'd have to say, why am I getting it before my grandma's getting it? Mm. Before my 98-year-old grandma's getting it.
Yeah.
Sorry. And then, and then I'd be a hero.
It's interesting. This is why I brought this up. When y'all said that I could bring in a dilemma, a moral dilemma, I was like, oh, this is the perfect one, because we were just talking about this. What would we do if offered? Because it really does not seem as important as it does for other people. I wasn't expecting to get it until June-ish.
Are you leaning any which way?
Yeah, I'll take it.
I mean, what is he supposed to walk away from this fun? I mean, I'm assuming some great gig he's got.
Yeah, no, I'm not leaving. I don't want to leave this job. And I also am ready to get back in these streets. No, I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it depends if I'm like Clooney or if I'm Maria. You know, if I'm Maria, no one cares. But
you're
if
Carl.
Okay, well, then I'm nearer to Clooney than I am to Maria. That's for damn sure.
Carl is like the perfect fusion of Maria and Clooney. Go between.
You mix a little Clooney with a little Carl, you get Pocketbook Henderson.
Oh my God, what a character.
I smell a spinoff.
Well, this is something that I dare not even think of it after we finish this, because this is too upsetting.
Oh, was I supposed to bring in something less up?
No.
This is good. This is very good. I just, you know, it's hard because there is, you know, this is a hard industry, and you do think to yourself, what would I put up with? What would I say yes to in order to keep a job?
Yeah.
Amanda?
I know the answer to that, but I don't want to out you on the podcast.
I do just about anything.
I know exactly how far she would go. To the T, to the second.
No, they'd come at me with that needle and I'd have to stop them. Oh, look, I'm using my crayon as a prop, because this is the needle.
Yes.
No, Maria, that's a vaccine.
I know when I'm saying stop as they get close to me and I'm going, not me, I don't deserve this.
Well, Carl, thank you so much for sharing. We really appreciate it. And now, if we could ask you a favor, this is the time of the show where we like to make a call out to our listeners to rate and review the podcast and also to join our Patreon. So they've heard it from us. So if you wouldn't mind, would you demand in whatever way you like our listeners to sort of step up to the plate?
Sure. Absolutely. Hey, listeners, it's your boy, Carl Tart. I am so thankful and so grateful to be guesting on The Big Ones. And I'm sure I'm more grateful and more thankful, if not the same amount, as you are to be listening to it. But I need you to do something right now. I need you to go on to Apple Podcasts or whatever, wherever you get your podcast. I need you to rate and review and leave a little comment so they'll see it. Only nice things. We only say kind things. Treat people how you want to be treated. If you do not like what you're listening to, you don't have to tell them. That's none of their business. But what is their business is you being nice and you saying how much you appreciate them, and they will in turn give you great content that they've already been giving you. Also, if you want to be extra nice, go and sign up for that Patreon page. You get exclusive bonus content. I don't know if y'all do that. But
no, it's 100%. It's two bonus episodes, Carl, a month.
See, two bonus episodes a month. You can't beat that with a 10-foot baseball bat. All right.
No, you can't.
So go on, get on that Patreon, rate, review, subscribe, do everything you got to do to make sure you keep getting this great content. And also tell us in your review if you would take the vaccine even though you may not need it, because you are a picture of health.
Yeah.
How's that?
And all of our listeners are.
Yeah.
That was perfect. Thank you so much for that.
That was solid. That was P.B. Henderson kind of on the mountaintop saying, come one, come all, come watch my new show on Fox.
Yes.
Carl Tart is P.B. Henderson, a man on the go.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to get to our big, big one.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, better get 30, better get 20, 20, 20, better get 20, 20, better get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, and we're back. Okay, so are you all ready for this big, big one?
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, this came in from a listener. Maria, who was the listener who sent this in? I don't recall.
I'll tell you who it was. This was this is from Adam Holtz.
Okay, yes, an OG listener. I don't know if that's true. Okay, so here we go. You have recently lost your spouse and are grieving when you hear about a new technology that would allow you to communicate with an AI that imitates your late spouse. It's a grief bot that would upload their online footprint and recreate them to a T. You do this and it's great. Then the technology advances and you get the option of purchasing an Android that looks and speaks exactly like your late spouse. You must decide. Do you let go of the memory of your soulmate or immortalize them by turning them into a very realistic robot clone?
Ooh-wee.
Right. And so this, people might recognize this from an episode of Black Mirror. Did I freeze?
I don't watch Black Mirror. I thought you had more to say about it.
Did I freeze? Did I freeze? There was one episode we did of this where I was certain I was frozen the whole episode.
Okay, so this is interesting. This is a technology that does not yet exist, but very well could within the next 20 to 30 years, which
where
is...
Where are you getting that number?
I have my sources. I know people. But you've seen the robots dancing, haven't you? You guys seen those four robots dancing? I mean, if that's possible now, then, you know, you put a mask on it and all of a sudden, you know, it's Matt.
Yeah,
that's your hubby. So I think it's possible.
But let's just start out by off the bat. What are we thinking? Would we pursue this new technology? Off the bat for me, I'm probably a no, just because I think it would be a sort of uncanny valley. I'd have to be really convinced that this person, this robot, was going to make a convincing replica.
But let's just say the technology is so good, and maybe this is 60 years from now, because maybe you're thinking that this would be a first prototype. No, this would look and act like Matt. He'd be right there. You wouldn't be able to, at first you'd be like, 10 minutes in, that's Matt.
Oh, God. Okay, so off the bat, I think if I were really grief-stricken, and I would want this. How about you guys? Yeah.
I don't know. I'm thinking I don't have a significant other I love that much. So I'm looking at
you
it.
Have one, but
oh yeah, I got a girlfriend, but I don't love her like that. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm thinking like my mom or my brother.
Sure, like, do that then.
Somebody like that who I dread the day of anything happening to them.
Mm-hmm.
But also, my mom annoys the shit out of me, you know?
Right. But you could turn this robot off. I'm sure there's a little option.
That's what my thing is. I need to know. Oh. I would sign up for like a plan where if I really needed them, if I'm just having the worst day. Somebody drove past me on the street and they drove over a puddle and I'm splashed right before my big meeting with the CEOs from China. And it's just the worst day. And I know that at that moment I could call my mother or somebody and they would talk me, you know, off the ledge. I just got a parking ticket. But I ran out like right.
Yeah.
You know, just like one of those classic worst days. I get home, I pour a huge bowl of Lucky Charms, go in the fridge, no milk. Just worst day.
Oh, that is horrible.
Woke up with a crook in my neck, you know, all of this. Just like the worst type of day. And if this is happening and I don't have that support system to call, then I would love to have this AI come and I just need you to talk me off the ledge. But I might get too attached to it. So I think it's good to have that separation.
Well, and you bring up an interesting thing, Carl, though, because the thing is, it's like at first you have this thing where you can just kind of email it or you can talk to it on the phone, right? Where it's like, oh, it's your mom. And because they're using all her old emails and social media and everything like that, they can communicate with you as your mom through, you know, text or through audio, right? Mm-hmm. But now the next step is, okay, now would you bring in this AI that's like a robot that would be at home with you when you walked in the door and you were like, hey, mom, it's me.
Well, that's interesting. And I actually think for Carl's needs, if you're talking about a mom or a brother or even a best friend, plan A would be really great to be able to like pick up the phone and just like call your best friend or whatever. And, you know, because it's not like you're like, I don't know what kind of family you're from, but like my family and I aren't big huggers really. So it's not like but my spouse and I, like I could see where you'd be seduced into going to the next tier and wanting the physical body there.
Yeah, but like, sex with a sex row where you'd take the sexual plan and that's a couple more dollars. And that's.
Yeah, that's a different tier on the Patreon.
Oh, yeah,
that's right. And we do have that tier on our Patreon. If we get to $2,500 a month. That's the sex tier. Yeah, the touch tier.
You know, I'm also worried. Okay, like, so my grandma passed away. My grandma was the love and light of my life. Oh. I miss her dearly. However, she can't, like, is she going to be able to like, live in her house in Mississippi and I could call her on the phone and go visit her at Christmas time? Or is she going to have to live in my house and I'm going to have to change her oil or her batteries? Or like all of that type, because I don't know if I want to do that. I got to plug her in. I got a charger.
Triple A.
You would have to plug her in.
Or like, what if like my power goes out one night and I plugged her in, but I wake up and like, so it's just like my grandma's just like in the living room, like slumped over.
Scary. That is scary. Yeah. That's really scary. That's an interesting question. If you could set them up in their own house, but the thing is, you'd have to pay the bills because I don't know that they can go to work or anything.
Yeah.
But what if there was like a housing community for these AIs that they created where you paid like a monthly fee? It was like $100 a month and you turn them off and they could go. It was like a storage facility. And then when you wanted them, someone would like come drop them off at your house.
I mean, I think it's great. Honestly, like, I really don't see a problem with this at all when we're talking about, like, family. The thing I think it actually is very different when you're talking about a spouse, because I think having your dead spouse as a robot, it would inhibit you from moving on in any way. Yeah. Whereas like if it's a loved one, like a family member, you don't move on from a grandma. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not like you are meant to go get another grandma.
Yeah.
Yeah. But are you meant to have them in your life past their time on Earth? And is it fair to them to create something in their image that isn't really them?
Oh, like you need their consent.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's, yeah, this is tough. I like this show. This is such an interesting conversation to have. I don't know if I would bring back a spouse. Because What if I'm like finally like get feeling a little bit like I'm ready to move on? Like mm-hmm. I'm finally right there on the cusp of like, oh, I'm getting there. Like I just met,
right.
I'm on the apps. I just met a new lady and the robot is just like outside the window. Like,
yeah,
you know, like, I don't know.
Or yeah. The robot's on her own apps doing, finding, saying, off. Oh, well, no. If you don't want to date me, I'll date someone yes. else. And then you have to deal with that.
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, yeah, it's actually reminding me a little bit. Just last week, we did an episode of what would you do if this person you really liked was haunted by the ghost of their ex. And now I'm just sort of realizing it's kind of weird we chose two like dead spouse ones in a row.
Well, it's the new year, Amanda. It's 2021. Okay. What do you expect?
Yeah. I expect nothing.
Do a follow-up on these people, too, who are sending these in. Why do they keep talking about dead spouses? Do a little... Make sure you know what they doing at home. Because it's 2021. They might be coughing in people's faces and stuff.
Should we do a quick improv to get in the heads of these characters, see what we would do if presented with the actual situation?
Okay, yeah. So what about... let me know if you think this is good casting, but if like Maria, maybe you're Carl's dead spouse that he brought back as a robot and I'm like a girl he's having over like a dinner date or something.
Yeah, that's very reminiscent of last week, but oh, I guess right. I guess it's the same moral dilemma at the end of the day.
It's not really. Well, why?
Okay, how about this? Amanda, you're the doctor, the scientist who has me. And then you're going to show me to Carl to see if this is something he wants to take home.
I know. We'll do the scene where, okay, so, and Carl, you can object to this, but you've had planned the first plan where you've been talking to your dead spouse and now I'm calling you, I'm like quality control, I'm just gonna check in and then I'll try to upsell you the next package.
Okay.
And maybe
but you're at his door, we're there with him. Okay. Because he needs to see her if he's only been talking to
I see. Okay, so I brought you as a sample.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right, let's go. Ding dong.
Oh, sorry, I'm not dressed. Hold on. Okay. Hi. Oh my gosh, hi.
Hello, hi, it's me, Regina.
Hi, Regina, good to see you again.
Hi, it's great to see you. Hey, could I come in?
Yes, please, come on in. Sorry, can I get you something to drink? Can I get you, I was just having-
Do you have Diet Pepsi?
You know what, I don't, I have Tab. Is that okay?
Even better.
All right, here, you mind if I open it? Let me clean off the top.
Oh, no, don't worry about it.
I didn't have this one in the fridge. I'll get you a cup of ice.
Oh, I like it lukewarm. Oh,
okay. Well, here you go.
That's perfect. Thank you so much. Yeah. Well, I just wanted to stop by to check in to see how you've been enjoying our services.
Oh, my gosh. I tell you what, it has been a true blessing to be able to talk to my sweet Maria. And I miss her so much. I miss her smile. I miss her face. You know, she kind of looked like you. It's so weird. I don't. Yeah,
she did.
Just a little bit. I would love to see her again though. But I mean, for now, wow. I guess you'll do.
I guess I might be able to help you with that.
Oh,
now you're currently on the $19.99 per month plan,
yes.
But for just $40 more a month, you can have your sweet Maria back in the flesh and bones.
Oh. Well, I wow. She will be back here with me.
Excuse me, am I at the right address?
Oh, my gosh.
Carl, Maria. Hi. Oh, you moved. Oh, my God. I went to our old house. You weren't there.
Yeah, I had to get out of there. I just couldn't live in that place with the memory of you. It was too hard.
Oh, it's so great to see you.
Go ahead, Carl. Touch her.
Oh, my gosh. It's like you again.
It is me. Ooh, do you still have some of those cookies I always loved?
Yeah. Hey, the kitchen is right around the corner. Go ahead and get some. I'm going to stay here and chat with Regina really quick.
Great. Oh, hi, Fluffy. Oh, Fluffy, I missed you.
What do you think, Carl? She can eat. She can poop. She does it all.
Regina, this is very awkward because I thought you were coming over to like hang. I thought we had a connection.
Well, I have a connection with all my clients.
Yeah, I get that. But like, I bought this box of Tab for you. I don't drink no damn Tab. Like, I drink, I don't drink diet soda. I drink Dr. Pepper.
Oh my.
All 23 I'm flavors. So, I thought we had a thing. I'm trying to move
I'm
on.
I'm so embarrassed. I'm so embarrassed.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Carl. Hey. Carl, there's so much Tab in there. I didn't know you drink diet soda.
It's kind of a new thing. I bought for a friend who I thought I was going to hang out with more. It's weird.
Maria, do you mind giving us just a second? Why don't you go scrounge up some... you know what? I can just turn her off for a minute.
Okay,
so I'm into you too.
Yeah.
Now, what do we do about Maria?
Take her back to the damn store.
Scene. This is sick. You guys are sickos.
Three's a crowd.
Regina has a connection with all of her clients. God.
That's how she gets the sales.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
It's hard. Wouldn't that be hard to turn that person away? Yeah. Once looking them in the eyes.
It would be hard.
So can I tell you what happens in the Black Mirror episode? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Maria, have you seen it?
But years ago. Well, you tell me.
Okay, I just read a recap. So basically it's Dominic Gleason. Is that the redhead guy's name?
Domhnall Gleason.
His name is Domhnall.
It's something like Donald Gleason. Domhnall. It's spelled Domnhall.
Okay, so maybe it is Domhnall.
It's an Irish thing.
Well, anyway, so he comes back, and I think broad strokes, it's good for a while, but then she starts sort of, they are your spouse, but they're not, it's not 100% accurate. So they don't fully have like independent decision making. Like you can kind of tell them what to do and they'll do it. So she kind of like tells him to jump off a cliff and he's like going to do it. And she's like, no, the real guy wouldn't do that. He would like cry and tell me like beg for his life. And so it gets to be this weird thing. So she ends up, keeping him in the attic. You find out as like a little tag that he's just like up in the attic and he just like sits up there all day, and then every once in a while she goes up and visits him.
Well, that's not nice.
He's off right, up there?
He's just sitting up there. But you know, they're AI, so it's not like he's bored.
Right, so who cares about them, right, Amanda?
Well, don't put words in my mouth.
Wait, so he's on. He's just sitting up there.
So, yeah,
that's weird.
He's on.
That's weird.
It is weird. But you know, we're edging closer to this technology, even with holograms.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think the main thing what I would need is to be able to turn it off. Like, if you're gonna be sitting in the attic, I need it to turn off.
Yeah, you're not going to turn Regina off. I'll tell you that right now.
No, Regina's... you're turning her on.
Yes. But when Regina's at the house, I need Maria in the attic off. Like, I'll pay for
right.
it. I'll buy it. I'll buy Maria.
It's just weird. It's like, would you want yourself to be a robot for someone else, though? Like, would you sign off on someone else?
That's a great question. Would you
create a robot?
I would not advise my husband to get me as a robot. I like the idea. But part of me would think it's sweet. And because the worst part of me doesn't want him to ever move on if something were to happen to me. But at the same time.
God. Well, sorry.
You're not going to be around.
Well, I just said it was the worst part of me, okay? I can't say anything on this podcast without her jumping down my throat.
I wouldn't want it unless I could. So I have this dream. I turned 32 this week, and I'm hoping that by the time I'm like 60, there'll be a pill out that we could take and just like stop aging at that point. So a distinguished 60-year-old man. This beard is like full gray. I got some nice glasses. I wear hard bottoms, like, and I'm just, you know. Hard bottoms and jeans with a blazer. You know, I'm just like.
Sorry, what are hard bottoms?
Oh, like dress shoes.
Oh, okay.
Like right now, I don't wear dress shoes unless I'm
sneakers.
Really dressing up. Yeah. But like it. And we just live forever. Or like we get to choose, like, oh yeah, I think I'm done here. You know, but we live in this,
oh my God,
live in the physical like body vampire. Of like a certain age. You know what I mean? Like a vampire kind of, except you do get to die. Like it's not like agony. And you have to, yeah. I don't have to drink no blood or nothing like that. Maybe just get like a vaccine every year or something. I don't know. But like, I don't know if I would want to live. I don't know if I want to be a robot and I'm not enjoying the benefits of it.
Well, you wouldn't even be in it. It's not like they're uploading your consciousness to the robot. It's just basically like all your Twitter posts.
Yeah, that's terrible. And
by the way, like what kind of sick robot would that be? Like if they just uploaded my Instagram posts and then the robot developed a personality based on that, yeah. It would probably be nothing like me.
It's my stupid
ass
jokes.
I think mine would be completely like me.
Yeah, I would just be like watching like The Masked Singer and... commenting on it.
Yeah. What's this? I think, I mean, I'm gonna, final answers here, I'm gonna go with that I would not want it. I think that I would not do it because I just feel like when life's over, you know, like let it go. Like you don't need, this is just like one more thing that's going to cause stress and anxiety, and it's not worth it, you know, for millions of years or however long people have been around. I'm not quite sure. People have lost people and they've moved on. Why can't you?
Okay. Yeah, I think I agree with that.
Oh, awesome. Cool.
I want plan nice. One. So I would like the phone version where I can chat with them because I think I just would want that.
But do you think you'd be able to separate when it's time to get off the phone? Because I'm sure they would have a limit to the calls. So you can't just like, if you bought plan one and that's $19.99 a month, as you said in the film version of this.
Yeah.
You can't just talk to them for 30 days straight with that.
And actually that would be great because then it would stop me from becoming obsessed because I'm pretty cheap. And so I wouldn't like buy more minutes, I don't think.
You would just want it to ease the blow of the grief is what you'd want it for.
I think
you
so.
You wouldn't be using it forever. You would just be, you know, you'd want to, but wouldn't that make you sad? Like knowing, or do you think it would kind of, you wouldn't be able to tell at a certain point that he was gone anymore?
Well, I think it would really help with like, oh, this funny thing happened, like who am I going to tell about it? I think I would do it until I met somebody else. Like how Carl did.
I'd want my significant other to come home if I'm on the phone with them all the time.
Yeah
because then that's, it's like true. You're on a business trip.
Maybe it would just prolong your grief.
Yeah, that's all that's doing.
It would.
I know. I'm not saying it's the right decision. I'm just saying if this was a service that was offered, I feel it would be really hard to turn down for me.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. But you know what I say? It's not worth it.
That is what you say. That's always what Maria says. Okay, well, that was a good. We solved that riddle. Now we have... A Dear Big Ones, where one of our listeners writes in with their own moral dilemma. Hi, Maria and Amanda. My daughter has been home from kindergarten for the past several days on quarantine because her teacher contracted COVID. Her teacher is recovering and none of the children were infected that we know of, so I'm thankful that the situation wasn't worse. Her teacher is really sweet, talented, dedicated, but she's a pretty staunch anti-masker. I've met her twice in person this school year, and both times she didn't wear a mask and kind of chuckled at the idea that she should. I didn't make a fuss, but I definitely wore mine and kept my distance. The school district claims to be enforcing mask rules, but my daughter and her friends say that their teacher never wears a mask in the classroom and only puts it on to walk in the halls, go to lunch, when other adults would see her. I've known this all school year and just silently have been uncomfortable and frankly pissed about it, but thought, oh, it won't happen to us. No one will actually get it anyway, which I realize is a stupid attitude. And now, obviously, wrong. My moral quandary is this. I, too, am a teacher and have a ton of respect and gratitude for any teacher who is showing up this year and doing their job in the middle of all these challenges. Under any other circumstances, I'd love this teacher and be very pleased with what she's doing for her students, but she won't wear a damn mask. Do I speak to the principal about this and tattle? potentially getting the teacher in trouble. I hope this would have taught her something and she would wear a mask when she returns, but I doubt it. Everything in me says tattle, tattle. Because my baby and 17 other ones and their families and whole chain of people are at risk. But I genuinely respect this woman, aside from the mask issue, and do not want to put her job at risk. I feel like if there was ever a time to be a Karen and demand that this woman be held to the rules, it's now, but I just wanted some outside perspective. P.S. The obligatory I love you guys didn't need to be part of the dilemma, but I do love the podcast. Okay. Aww. That's nice. Okay, well, this is interesting because also this woman already has already had COVID, so we don't know yet about how immunity works exactly, but it's probably she has some sort of immunity at this point.
They're saying that you can get it twice. There have been people who got it twice.
They are?
Yeah. I was talking to my brother on the phone yesterday. His birthday is the day after mine. And his friend got it twice.
Wow. Okay, well, never mind then.
He told me, and he got it, my brother got it, and then he said the doctor told him that he had so many antibodies built up that if he were to get it again, it would for sure kill him. Meaning like he's not going to get it again. But if the COVID was so strong that it overpowered all these antibodies.
I see. Then it would be so bad that there's no way you could survive. Yeah. Whoa.
So that lady should wear a damn mask. I mean, around
like,
these
what's
kids.
I get it. It's annoying. I get it. It sucks. I understand. But what are you doing? Just do it.
You're putting so many people at risk by not wearing a mask. Like however many kids are in the class, what did she say, 17, plus all those children's parents and extended family. Mm-hmm. I think you have to tattle, honestly.
Yeah, I do too. Unfortunately, I just think like it's people's health is at risk. And whether, you know, the woman believes masks are work or whatever, why she doesn't want to wear the mask. It's like, look, at the end of the day, it's protocol here. Just do it. If nothing else, it puts ease of mind into the parents that have kids here every day. So can you do that for us? You know what I mean? Yeah.
The only other alternative would be for her to confront the teacher directly. But I actually think that's a bad idea. I think she has to just go to whoever is like the principal, I think.
Yeah.
She should go beat the teacher up, honestly. Just walk to that classroom and say, "Now I done told you to wear a mask. Now I see I'm going to have to beat the mask on you."
I mean, but at the end of the day, you can't even, you know, she's in her classroom the whole day. Who's going to, you know, unless the principal or whatever sits in the class with her, how will you ever...
Oh, you put a, sure. You give your daughter a teddy bear and put a camera in one of its eyes.
And the teddy bear just sitting on her desk and it's got red eyes looking at the teacher.
Following her around.
Yeah.
Or you put a GoPro on your daughter.
In her bun.
But it's facing the daughter, so it's just like a action shot of the daughter at school day.
Yeah, oh, that's a good... You can put a ballerina bun on the top of her head and there's just a little GoPro sticking out. That's what Carl said. That's good.
She's... Yeah. Man, you just wear a mask. We all gotta do it.
Seriously.
Go step away. When you go on your cigarette and Diet Coke break, like all my teachers used to do, take your mask off.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, wear a mask, tattletale. Well, what do we think? Was this a dig? Did this live up to the word of the day?
Yeah, I think I did dig it.
I dig it. I dig this show.
Did you dig it, Amanda?
I thought we digged down deep into the moral quandary.
Yeah, I thought we dug deep too. So, Carl, what is going on? Where can people find you? Do you want them to?
Yeah.
What's the show you're working on? Where can people see it?
I'm working on Kenan, which is the Kenan Thompson outlet that should be out in the spring or fall.
Wow.
One of those times.
How cool is that? And were you an All That kid?
I was.
Were you a Kenan and Kel kid?
I was. It is actually, you know, we see people all the time in our business, but it is really cool to see your heroes, and it's even better when they're very cool. And
that's awesome.
I didn't realize, you know, we get kind of numb to the business at times, but then you meet somebody and you're like, oh, wait a second, I actually really respect this dude, and he kind of is like a huge inspiration. I've been watching him literally all my life. Like, he's been on TV 30 years,
right?
So like, I really like this guy, and he's also the coolest dude. He's super nice. I wish we didn't
have you talked about Good Burger
no,
with him?
No, I haven't. And it's
you have to.
This is where I sympathize with the teacher we were just talking about, because it's the masks. Like,
yeah,
you don't, that connection is gone because we're in masks and shields all day. We have to keep those on. They get because they're walking around without them. So we have to keep it on. And, you know, he walks by and says, hey, good morning. What's up, everybody? How you doing? And he'll say, what's up, man? What's up, Carl? Like that. And that's all. Yeah. We haven't had a chance to like stand there and be like, yeah, man, let's talk. Let's talk shop. Yeah. And that sucks because I'd love to hang out with him. But
yeah,
it's cool. It's cool nonetheless. But I don't know when it's coming out. It'll be sometime this year, maybe in the spring or maybe in the fall. But other than that, I deleted my Twitter. But you can find me on Instagram at Damn It Carl. Damn it with two M's. Carl, C-A-R-L.
Great. Well, thanks so much for being on. This is a lot of fun.
Thanks for having me. This was great.
You can email us at thebigonespodcast@gmail.com. You can tweet us thebigonespod on Twitter. You can join our Patreon for as little as $1 a month. But I tried to change it to $3 a month and I couldn't do it.
Why?
I don't know how to do it.
Okay, well, we need someone. If someone out there wants to help us with our Patreon, I don't know. Please speak up.
But you get two bonus episodes a month, and that's pretty cool, guys. Other than that, Carl, we're going to say thanks for listening to The Big Ones. And when we say The Big Ones, you can say The Big Ones, too, if you want. And if you don't, you don't have to. So, everyone, thanks so much for listening to
Earios. Powered by Acast.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.